I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank all the dear brothers and sisters from Australia for their, their hospitality. It seems to be not powerful enough word to describe their kindness to us in Australia.
我都希望可以趁呢個機會向嗰啲係喺澳洲嚟嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到表達我嗰個嘅感謝，感謝佢咧當我喺澳洲嘅時候咧嘅招待咧。我用就用招待呢個簡單嘅名詞咧，當然唔可以表達得到啊佢哋咁濃厚嘅愛啊澆灌喺我身上邊。
Well, you saw what they did to me when I came back, you see.
你哋睇得到咧，我翻到嚟之後，你哋可以見到咧，佢哋咧曾經喺我身上面做咗啲乜嘢。
It was very visible, you see.
非常顯露喺大家嘅面前。
I've had to work very hard to get myself.into reasonably presentable shape again.
我要好努力咧，先至可以將自己咧操練成為一個咧都可以啊睇得上眼嘅情況。
But I just want to thank the Lord and to thank them also for their love in the Lord.
我亦都希望咧感謝主同埋感謝佢哋喺愛喺主嘅愛裏邊咧嚟到去款待我。
Now in my last message, I talked about the vital difference.Between being religious and being spiritual.
在我上一个信息里面我是提到那个很重要很重要的分别就是作为一个属灵的人或者就作为一个是有宗教信仰的人两者之间的分别。
This difference is one that I have touched on from time to time in the past.
这个这样的分别是在我以往的信息里面都有很多次提及的。
The reason for this is that as time goes on, the distinction becomes blurred.
但是很多時一段時間之後兩者之間的分別就會越來越更加模糊看不清楚
Gradually people forget the important difference
以至很多時一段時間之後人們就忘記了那個分別了
I wanted to mention too last time that being religious is extremely dangerous
上一次我跟大家提及到就是作為一個有宗教信仰的人是一個很危險的人
We saw in Matthew 23 that being religious can lead even to murder.
因為就算作為一個有宗教信仰的人甚至可以令到他甚至作為一個的謀殺犯。
Murder in God's name, imagine that.
就是他會奉神的名字來到去謀殺。
This was the thing that the Lord Jesus warned about there in Matthew 23. You kill the very prophets, even the prophets of God.
这里就是主耶稣在马太福音第23章所发出的警告就是说你们这班人会甚至连神的先知都会去谋杀
And this kind of thing is going on to this very day
而这些事情从主耶稣的日子到现在都会不断地发生
It is a strange, strange thing that some of the great servants of God like John and others were actually killed not by unbelievers but by the church
就是我们不断在历史里面看得到很多很多神重用的仆人他们都是被谋杀不是被未信的人谋杀而是被教会里面的领导来谋杀
And look at the situation today it's almost embarrassing it's a shame I have to talk about Northern Ireland for example and read this kind of thing in the newspapers
就算在今天的时代里面我们看到报纸里面讲到北爱尔兰的情况看上来的时候都会是很羞耻的事
Protestants and Catholics bombing each other shooting each other and the other day when a Catholic and Protestant couples, one they were married only a short time before, you read it in the newspaper, they were shot to death, at least the wife was shot to death in bed.
那些天主教徒和基督徒在那里两家之间两个教派之间互相的冲突互相的来到仇杀甚至早前你看到报纸看到有对基督徒的夫妇刚刚结婚没多久一样是被人来到攻击来到谋杀
And this kind of thing is not confined to Christianity. The Muslims also fight each other and kill each other too.
当然这些事都不是只是会在基督教里面会发生就算在回教的那些情况里面都是互相之间来到去杀戮的。
We see this kind of thing in Lebanon almost every day.
在黎巴嫩我们就见到这些事差不多每天发生。
It is all these religions, as they are called, it's all the external things. There is no fear of God in their hearts, but they keep on doing this kind of thing in the name of God and in religion.
就是他们表面上有这个信仰但是在心里面没有这个真正敬畏神的心故此就会做这些事情
You find this even between Protestants You find them fighting each other slandering each other attacking each other all in the name of religion
就算在基督教本身里面都是这样互相之间的来到去控诉啊仇视啊这样全部都是摆着宗教的名号来出来
So I say this simply to keep you very very conscious of the fact that religion is a dangerous thing
我这样讲是希望你可以很清清楚楚地来到想这件事情知道这件事情。
What we need is spirituality. This was the message we were looking at last time. People who can do these kinds of things to one another, bomb each other, put a car bomb on the street and kill innocent passers-by. In fact, the news reports were that these bombs, these car bombs in Lebanon, were designed to go off when the most people were passing through the street at that time. And they put splinters and nails and things like that, not just to kill, but those who cannot be killed will be as badly crippled as possible.
他們將這些炸彈放在汽車裡面，那個目的就是想在後住最多人經過的時候來爆炸，裡面有放很多的釘，那些事情，就算生不了人，都希望可以傷害更多的人。
I mean, what is the purpose of killing children and innocent passers-by? This kind of mentality is beyond understanding. It really is beyond understanding.
因為想到這樣的心態，究竟怎樣去明白這樣的心態呢？想去殺一路旁行過的人，甚至那些小孩、兒童，那做什麼呢？
To blow up planes in the air in the name of some religion, in this case, very often in the name of Muslim religion. This kind of mentality done in the name of God is, can you understand it? I can't understand this kind of mentality.
或者就算是在飛機裡面放置炸彈來去殺人，用宗教的名號來去殺人，我都不明白為什麼這樣做。
So I beg of you to understand, whatever you do, please don't become religious.
所以我就希望大家可以明白，無論你想去做什麼，但記住，不要成為一個有宗教信仰的人。Becoming
a Christian is not a matter of joining this or that denomination.
做一個基督徒，不是說要參加這間教會，參加那個宗派。
It has to do with a living walk with God. And I want to tell you this, that God himself cannot tolerate this kind of religion. And that is why last time we saw in Matthew 23, how severely he condemned the religious leaders of his day.
所以你看到上一次我们看马太福音的第23章，主耶稣自己几咁严厉的来去指责责备那些宗教信仰的人士。And
so they committed one more murder.
故此呢，那班人再犯了一个谋杀。Not
the non-religious people in Israel, it was the religious leaders who committed yet one more murder.
不是那些没宗教的人，而是那些有宗教信仰的人又再犯多一件谋杀。And
that is, they put Jesus himself to death.
就是他呢，将主耶稣都钉在十字架上。
Remember, they dragged him off in the middle of the night to face the council of religious leaders called the Sanhedrin.
記不記得呢？佢哋呢，將主耶穌呢喺夜晚帶出嚟，去到公會嗰度嚟到受嗰啲宗教人士嘅審判。And
they all shouted, "He is worthy of death. Put him away."
個個都話呢，佢應該係要死嘅，要除掉佢。That
is religion.
呢個就係呢宗教信仰嘅可怖。They
put to death the one who came to bring life for you and for me.
佢哋將嗰一位呢，要帶生命嚟嘅嗰一位嚟到殺咗。
So I say, God cannot tolerate this kind of religious thing.
所以我說神不會容忍這類宗教信仰。
This kind of religion even blinded their eyes. They could not see who Jesus was.
這些宗教信仰令到他們的眼睛都盲了，都看不到主耶穌是誰。
And today, let me say that sometimes the most difficult people to reach are the Christianized people, the people who have grown up in Christian religion.
今日嚟講亦都係最難可以接觸到嗰啲人，最難可以咧嚟到教導佢啊，同佢啊嚟到分享嗰啲人咧，就係嗰啲已經喺宗教喺個基督教嘅環境裏邊咧嚟到長大嗰啲人。We
were in Germany recently and visited my dear friend Pastor Rudy.
當喺德國咧，同嗰個 Rudy 呢位嘅牧師嚟到相談嘅時候咧，Oh,
his heart is so painful because he sees what has happened to the German people.
他的心是多麼的痛，因為他看到在德國那裡是發生什麼事。
They have grown up Christianized in the Christian religion.
在德國裡面，每一個人都是在基督教的環境裡長大。
And when you try to preach the gospel to them, you are like talking to the wall.
但是當他們真的想將福音跟他們說的時候，差不多你等於跟牆來說話。
Spiritually blind.
在屬靈方面是完全的盲眼。
And how cold are these people?
而這些人是多麼的 冷啊。
You walk in and walk out, nobody talks to you, nobody greets you, nobody is interested in you. You don't exist, they live for themselves.
你進來，你出去，沒有人跟你聊天，沒有人跟你招呼，他們只是活在自己的生活圈子裡面。
I would imagine if you go to a non-Christian meeting, that somebody might come and shake your hand.
我會想，就算你參加一些不是宗教或者不是基督教的聚會、團體，都有人會跟你握手歡迎你。
I said to Helen, look at these people.
我同咧我妻子咧 Helen 讲，我话叫你望下呢啲人啦。
And see if anyone will even so much as say hello to you or shake your hand.
你睇下有冇其中有一个啊会同你握下手，讲下 hello 呢句说话咁简单。
This is Christianity.
呢个就系咧基督教。
It is too painful to think about.
当我谂见嘅时候，我心好痛。
And Pastor Rudy has been trying to preach the word of God to them, and he said, "Instead of talking to stone."
Rudy 呢位牧师咧，想同佢哋传福音，但系咧真系好似同石头讲笑话一样。
So he is determined to retire by the coming summer.
所以佢都谂住咧，系嚟紧呢个嘅夏季咧，佢就会退休。
It simply exhausts him because of the total lack of response.
系因为咧呢啲完全冇反应咁样嘅情况咧，令到佢筋疲力尽。
You might say that Christianity has killed them spiritually.
你可以话咧，呢个宗教信仰，呢个基督教信仰，可以咧令到佢哋完全咧杀晒佢哋。
So that to now turn them around so that they become spiritual who have a walk with God, it seems almost impossible.
故此而家你想将佢哋转回头，令到佢哋真正咧可以与神同行咧，差唔多系冇可能。
When I think of that, I rejoice that the gospel did not spread into China in this sort of way.
当我谂见咁嘅情况之下咧，我又谂翻中国嘅环境咧，反而咧我会好开心，就系福音咧唔系咁样嚟到传到去中国。
God in His kindness has prevented China from being inoculated by being immunized against the gospel by this type of Christianity。
或者就系因为神嘅怜悯咧嚟到保守中国大陆，以致到咧嗰度咧啲人咧唔系咧系藉住咁样嘅一个过程啊，以致对福音咧已经系免疫咗啦。
So I say again, God cannot stand religion.
我再讲一次，就系咧神咧唔可以容忍咁样嘅宗教信仰。
Even the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament denounced the Jews for their external practices, all the time bringing bulls and goats into the temple to be slaughtered. He said, "Who wants to look at all this sacrifice?"
就算喺旧约里边啊，先知以赛亚都系同样咁样嚟到指责啲嘅以色列人，话佢哋做咁多出边嘅功夫有咩用咧？带嗰啲嘅牛啊，带嗰啲嘅羊啊嚟圣殿里边有乜用啊
？And that's why the Lord Jesus says, "I want obedience."Not sacrifice.
故此主耶稣系话，我需要嘅系信服，而唔系献祭。
Ears that attend carefully to the word of God.
信服就系你个耳朵咧，系咧好细心地嚟到留意神嘅说话讲啲乜嘢。
A heart that is eager to do His will, to delight to do His will.
一个心好热切嘅，好喜悦嘅嚟到去咧做神嘅旨意。
That is spirituality.
呢个先真正系属灵。
Now, so much God cannot tolerate is that, as we saw by the end of Matthew 23.He said that Jerusalem and Israel will be destroyed because of their disobedience.
神已经到个地步咧，唔能够再容忍啦。故此喺马太福音咧廿三章尾嘅时候咧，佢已经讲咧话咧，整个耶路撒冷连埋个圣殿咧，全部都要被毁灭。
Let me say to you, God's judgment will be severe in the extreme, also against these religious Christians.
我亦都同大家讲，就系神嘅审判咧，会系最强烈嘅嚟到对付呢一啲净系有宗教信仰嘅人士。
That is why in Matthew 24.And we will continue from 23-24, the message that we started last time.
我哋会继续咧，上次我哋有讲过嘅马太福音23-24章嘅信息。
So Matthew 24 concludes with a few verses of extreme severity. Matthew 24. And perhaps we can just read together. Just read together the last.Four verses, so verses 48-51.
我哋会睇咧马太福音第24章最尾嗰几节咧，马太福音24章。
And I'd like you to notice that this is talking about the servants of Christ here. When it says this slave or servant, it is talking in this parable, in this context, about his own, that is the master, that is Jesus, his own servants.
第48节嗰度开始咧，呢度咧系话到倘若那恶仆，讲到嗰个仆人。就是讲到主耶稣的仆人来的，这个都是倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他，定他和假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Speaking about the Lord Jesus coming back again. But that, in the meantime, some of his servants, notice this, starting to become arrogant and beating fellow servants, attacking them.
这里呢就是说到主耶稣回来的事情。 但係咧喺呢段日子之前咧，呢度有講到咧，就係、是、當嗰段日子之前咧，有啲人咧係咧成為咧越嚟越驕傲啦，會去咧攻擊其他嘅大家嘅同伴啊咁樣。
And eating and drinking with drunkards, say drunkards does not mean necessarily literally drunkards, but people who are living a careless life.
呢度又講佢咧，同嗰啲嘅醉酒嘅人咧，一齊嚟到又飲又食啊咁。當然醉酒咧，唔係咧，淨係指咧喺真真正正咧係飲酒飲醉，而係咧講到喺生活上邊啊，咁嗰種嘅放縱啊，嗰種嘅冇約束。
Here, drunkenness refers to an unholy life, an ungodly life.
呢度酒醉酒咧，係講到一個唔聖潔嘅生命。
And these servants of Christ are now happier in their association with unholy people than with holy people.
呢度咧講到啦，呢啲作為基督嘅仆人嘅人，但係竟然咧去到咁嘅地步，就係咧願意同呢啲咁嘅唔聖潔嘅人喺埋一齊，多過咧願意同嗰啲聖潔嘅人喺埋一齊。
Who are the people you like to get together with?
你中意同邊啲人喺埋一齊啊？
Do you feel happier with the ungodly?
你係咪咧中意同嗰啲咧係咧唔聖潔嘅人一齊咧會覺得開心啲？
Do you feel happier with people who don't walk with God?
你係咪同嗰啲咧唔同神一齊同行嘅人開心啲
？And when Christ comes, when the Master returns, it says here in verse 50, what will he do？
嗱，呢度講到咧，當個仆人嘅主人基督翻嚟嘅時候，佢會點做咧
？And then there comes a statement which is quite shocking to the commentators。
跟住咧就有一節嘅經文咧，對嗰啲嘅解經家嚟講咧，好驚奇。
And here in the American version, we say, and it says。And the master shall cut him in pieces.
中文聖經咧喺嗰啲細字嗰度咧都有講到話，重重的處置他。細字嗰度話，或作把他腰斬了。
Literally cut him in pieces. This does not mean that this is what the Lord Jesus will do, but it is designed to show how severe will be the punishment against this kind of servant.
呢度腰斬咧，就係表達出咧嗰個要嚟到嘅審判係幾咁嘅嚴厲強烈。
Let's say this statement is quite shocking to the commentators. It was a practice that was used for the death penalty in Persia, well, not practiced in Israel at all.
呢個咧就係咧係以前咧喺波斯嗰度咧，對於一啲嘅罪犯嘅懲罰嚟嘅，但係咧係喺後期咧已經唔再用啦。
But the Lord Jesus could not find another way, it seems, to express his anger against this kind of servant.And the severity with which he shall be dealt with.
主耶穌咧係咧揾唔到第二個嘅形容詞咧嚟到形容佢對呢班人嗰種嘅嬲怒，同埋咧要對佢哋嗰種嘅處置，故此咧就用呢個嘅形容詞。
This kind of servant of Christ will be put in the same place as the hypocrites mentioned in the previous chapter.
呢啲咁嘅人咧就會咧同上一文咧講及咗啲假冒為善嘅人咧係擺埋一齊啦。
So let us be very clear about how important it is to.To be spiritual, that is what God wants.
故此我哋要好小心嚟到注意啊，要成为真正嘅属灵咧，系好重要嘅。呢个先至系神所要求我哋嘅。
Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 tells us that this peculiar problem of not being religious is the problem of these last days in which we now live.
提摩太嘅后书第三章咧，第五节嗰度咧，同样都有讲到呢一类咁样咧，净系有外表。嘅宗教而冇裏邊嘅屬靈嘅情況咧，就係咧特別喺末世嘅時候咧，好多咁嘅情況。
In Matthew 24 verse 14, the Lord Jesus said that the gospel must be preached to the ends of the earth before people return again.
主耶穌咧喺馬太第24章第13節咧又講到啊，話咧呢個天國嘅福音咧要傳遍曬整個嘅天下，然後咧佢先至會翻嚟。
This has been going on in these, especially in this last century.
而呢個咧，大家要留意到就係咧，特別喺呢個最後呢個世紀嘅時候咧，呢件事咧已經係一路咁樣進行緊。
But with the preaching of the gospel, there has come with the wheat a lot of tares。
係咧，當個福音越發廣傳嘅時候咧，同樣有好多嘅雜質喺裏邊啦，有好多嘅稻米嘅時候咧，又有好多嘅稗子喺度啦。
In fact, so many tares, one has problem to tell where the wheat is。
因為咧係咁多嘅稗子嘅時候咧，以致咧人咧反而好難揾到邊啲先真正嘅稻米添。
And so the result is that we have.The Christian religion spreading all over the world.
故此個結果咧就係咧，我哋今日咧有基督教嘅信仰咧，係傳遍到整個世界。
So this is the unique problem of these last days before the Lord's return.
呢個咧就係咧，當主再翻嚟之前嘅時候咧，一個好獨特嘅問題嚟嘅。
And that is why I turn my attention to this problem again and again, because God forbid that this should happen to this church.
嗱，故此咧，我會咧不斷咧提醒大家，你要注意呢個問題，因為咧，我哋好懇切嘅嚟到祈求咧，主咧唔好讓呢件事情喺呢個教會裏邊嚟到滋生。
That 2 Timothy 3:5 will not be fulfilled in this church, namely that in these last days there will be a form of godliness, but denying the power of it.
但係咧，我哋唔想喺呢個教會裏邊會見到咧，好似提摩太後書3:5所講咁樣嘅，有敬虔嘅外邦，但係咧就違背咗裏邊嗰種嘅能力。
Because there will be always this process of steady decline.
因為咧就會不斷嘅有呢咁嘅現象發生，就係咧會一路嘅向下咧走下坡。
If you do not press forward towards the mark,
如果你唔係一路嘅向目標嚟到推進
，and that is why I say, as Brother Joe was sharing, there are some in the church who just do not press on towards the mark, and so they decline towards religion.
就係咧，好似正如啊頭先講嘉亨咧個分享嘅一樣，就係有啲喺教會裏邊啊，佢唔係繼續向住呢個標杆嚟到推進嘅時候，佢哋一路咧係走下坡。
How can we avoid this backward, this downward decline?
點樣先至可以啊阻擋咗呢一種向後退嘅現象咧
？Well, one thing is to keep our eyes on the coming of Christ.
其中一樣嘢就係咧，將我哋個集中力擺喺咧主再嚟嘅呢件事上面。
That's why we move from chapter 23 to 24, where the Lord speaks about His coming.
故此咧，我哋咧從馬太第23轉去就係馬太第24喺嗰度咧，主咧就講及到佢要翻嚟嘅時候。
So you see in Matthew 24 that the Lord Jesus moves from the present to the future。
故此你係睇到呢度啦，主耶穌咧從咧講現在嘅情況，一路咧又推展到去咧講將來嘅情況。
Now there are lots of Christians who don't particularly want to think about the coming of the Lord。
有好多人咧唔想去諗啊，主耶穌翻嚟呢件事情。
How much you love His coming?Is a very good way to measure your love for Christ.
你究竟啊，中意主耶稣翻嚟有几中意咧？呢样嘢咧就可以测度得到咧，究竟啊，你爱主耶稣有几深厚
？Have you ever heard of somebody that you love somebody, but when that person said, "I'm coming," don't come.
你有冇听人讲过话咧？你好中意，你好爱一个人，但系嗰人话我嚟你嗰度嘅时候，你话冇嚟住。
At least not so soon. Maybe after 20-30 years, but I don't want to see you before 20-30 years.
你会同佢讲话啊，唔好嚟住，或者你啊，即系迟啲先嚟啦。我而家系咯，你俾我啊20-30年，咁你先再嚟啦。咁。
So if you somebody says that you love the Lord Jesus, but you don't want to see him in the next 20-30 years, who's going to believe you?
啊，如果你话你爱主耶稣，但系你会话咧喺嚟紧嗰20-30年，你暂时唔想见佢住，你觉得冇人会信你啊？
So I'm sure you say just recently, Sister Pat was in England and Brother Jeffrey was here. I mean, if Brother Jeffrey said, "Oh, too bad, tomorrow Pat is coming home," I would think, what's happened to their marriage?
正如早一排咧嚇，Pat 姊妹咧就去咗咧英國，咁咧淨係咧 Jeffrey 弟兄呢一個人喺香港嘅時候，如果佢會諗，哎呀，就嚟咧 Pat 就翻啦，真係慘啊咁。咁你會話佢哋嘅婚姻做咩啊？做咩事啊咁？
I'm sure that every day his neck was stretching longer and longer. When is she coming back?
當然你會想象得到啊，其實咧，啊 Jeffrey 弟兄就係每日咧喺度，我高個頭啊，你要等緊啊，哎呀 ，Pat 幾時翻咧？幾時翻咧咁
？So if you think you really love the Lord, do you really love the Lord that much? Think on it. What happens if he comes tomorrow? Too soon.
如果你以為自己係愛主嘅，你問下自己呢個問題，就係如果主耶穌聽日翻嚟，你有咩反應咧？哎，太快啦，俾啲時間我。
All my plans will be ruined.
我所有啲計劃咧都已經係要中斷啦。
I'm going to have this delicious supper in that restaurant. I miss all the good food.
諗住人咧同人去邊度食乳鴿啊咁，冇啦。
More specific. But I don't see in the church much enthusiasm for the Lord's coming, do I?
但我喺教會裏邊的確睇唔到咧，對於主再翻嚟嘅呢份嘅熱誠、呢份嘅熱切等望，我睇唔睇得到咧
？That is why love for Christ and love for His coming, these two things are very, very closely related.
嗱，故此咧，愛主耶穌同埋愛佢嘅翻嚟咧，兩樣嘢係非常之緊密嘅聯繫。
But if our lives are not quite in order, this is coming is not a good time.
但係你生命咧唔係有啲人唔喺正常狀態嘅時候咧，你就會覺得佢翻嚟咧好麻煩。
But the Lord spoke very clearly about His coming.
但係主耶穌好清楚嘅講及到佢要翻嚟。
And in Matthew 24, which we can turn to, so that you can see how precise is His prophecy.
我哋再睇啊，馬太福音嘅第24咧，我哋可以睇到喺嗰度咧，主耶穌對於佢翻嚟嘅呢個預言咧，係講得幾咁嘅準確。
The Lord Jesus says in verse 2,
在第二節那裡, 主耶穌說,
that not one stone will be left on top of another. God's judgment against the religious people.
在第二節那裡主耶穌是說，當神審判那些只是有宗教信仰的人到一個強烈的程度，就是說他審判耶路撒冷，到時沒有一塊石頭留在石頭上不被拆毀了。
He didn't say the temple will be destroyed or partly destroyed or destroyed so that there will only be a shell left. He said specifically, not one stone will stand on top of another.
他不是這麼含糊地說這個聖殿會被毀滅，會被燒毀，會被整個推倒下來，剩下一個空殼在這裡，諸如此類。他是說到一個 很清楚的情況，就是毀滅到的地步，沒有一塊石頭放在另外一個石頭的上面。
So precise is his prophecy, there's nothing vague about it.
主耶穌的預言是這麼準確的，絕對不會含糊。
And anyone who has been to Jerusalem can see for themselves as you walk through the temple compound. There is literally not one vestige left of the temple, not one stone on top of another. You can't see anywhere even one face of the original temple.
如果你哪一個有機會去過耶路撒冷的，你就會見到主耶穌的預言。去到那個舊的聖殿那個廢墟的地方，你會真的發現沒有一塊石頭會在另外一個石頭上面，你簡直找不到任何有聖殿的遺跡。
Now when the first temple was destroyed, there was still something left of it.
當第一個聖殿被毀滅的時候，還有這個遺址留在這
裡。 They had to repair it and rebuild most of it, but they were parts that just could be repaired.
他們會需要去重修一下，去重建一下，但是有些地方可以來開工。
But the Lord Jesus' words were, not one stone in this case will be left on top of another.
但是主耶穌對今次的看法就是說，一塊石頭都不會留在第二塊石頭上面。
And all you have to do is walk through the temple compound and you will see, of the temple buildings, nothing left.
你所以做的就是你去以色列那裡看看聖殿的遺址那裡，你就會看見沒有一塊石頭留在第二塊石頭上面。
All that is left is the outer retaining wall. There are still some of that wall standing. But of the temple buildings, which what the Lord Jesus is talking about, there is nothing left.
所剩下的只是出面那些圍牆還有少少的石在這裡。但是在這裡殿本身，主耶穌所說的殿本身一塊石頭都沒有留在這裡。
Now, I want to stop for a few moments to think about the nature of prophecy.
我想大家停留少少時間來去想一想關於預言。
Prophecy, a large part of the Bible is composed of prophecy.
因為在聖經裡面很大部分都是涉及到預言的。
The Lord Jesus said, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
主耶穌是說到天地都要廢去，但是我的說話不會廢去。
Now what is the danger of prophecy, you can say, is that prophecy can be checked for its accuracy.
故此呢，這樣的時候呢，預言呢可以俾人呢嚟到去檢查究竟準唔準啦。
One could quite literally say that if one stone still stood on another one, that the Lord's words were not fulfilled to the last detail.
如果你真係發現到有一塊石頭喺另外一塊石頭上面呢，你可以話主耶穌嘅預言呢唔係絕對準確。
And that means that his statement that heaven and earth of my words will not pass away, that statement would not be literally true.
故此如果咁推論落去嘅時候咧，就係如果佢講天地都要廢去，我嘅説話唔會廢去咧，咁呢個説話咧就唔得準確啦。
One can only then apologize by saying, well, don't take it too literally.
咁人咧只能夠咧係咧可以咧就話，你唔好咧太過解經解到咁準。
But then if the Lord didn't mean it in this way, why did he could say it would be utterly destroyed? But why did he use the phrase one stone on top of another?
但係如果主耶穌唔係真係咁嘅意思啊，咁佢都可以講話聖殿地位咪地位咯，使乜要話到咁清楚話一嚿石頭唔留喺另外一嚿石頭上邊咧？
When the Romans took the Temple Mount, the mountain of where the temple stood.
當羅馬人咧，佢哋佔領咗嗰個嘅聖殿喺嗰個山個成個山嘅上邊嘅時候
，for some reason which we don't seem to be entirely clear about.
但係有一啲嘅我哋唔知道嘅嗰啲嘅原因咧
，maybe they were so angered by the fierce resistance that the Jews put up for 3 years.
或者是那些羅馬兵因著那些猶太人很強烈的反抗他們，反抗他們3年那麼長的時間。
They literally decided to flatten the temple completely to the ground.
所以他們那個決定就是要將整個聖殿那裡夷為平地。
Originally, they did not have the intention to destroy the temple.
初初其實他們沒有這個打算去毀滅聖殿的。
But in the heat of battle, one of the soldiers threw a torch into the holy place and set the whole thing on fire.
就係咧，當佢哋喺打緊仗嘅時候咧，其中一個士兵咧，將一個嘅火把咧，抌入去個殿裏邊，咁咧就令到成個殿咧燒起上嚟。
So from the original intention not to destroy the temple to the decision to flatten it completely and push all the rubbish right into the valley below, what is called the Tyrophenean Valley. What caused that change is also difficult to understand.
當初他們沒有這個打算去毀滅聖殿，但是怎樣整下去，到最後他們反而要決定要將整個地方夷為平地。這個當中的改變我們未必知道得清楚的原因，但實際上就是這樣發生。
The Lord's words were fulfilled to the last detail.
故此最後我們看到就是主的說話到最後那個分析裡面都是一點一畫都是正確的。
That's how amazing it is.
這裡就是讓我們看到主的說話的奇妙。
And the Lord spoke these words 40 years before the temple was destroyed in that way.
主耶穌在這裡說的那句說話就是在聖殿被毀之前的40年前說的。
Imagine, it's as though he made his prophecy today in 1986.
就正如我們可以假設他現在1986年說這句說話，
And 40 years from now will take us well past the year 2020.
如果40年之後，即是說我們已經過了2000年了。
Could you predict what will happen say in one month's time?
你可不可以來到預算或者去預言 一個月之後會發生什麼？
No one has the vaguest idea what will happen in 40 years time.
沒人可以知道40年之後會發生什麼情況。
Yes, that's what the Lord said. That will happen.
但是主耶稣说那件事会发生。
This is the remarkable thing, that we have the word of God in prophecy.
但是这件是很奇妙的事，就是神的说话是给到我们，也是有很多的预言给到我们。
And one test of true prophecy in the Old Testament is whether that prophecy is fulfilled or not. It's a test of whether the prophet is a genuine prophet.
在舊約裏面要去試驗個先知是否真正的先知就很簡單的，就是看看他所講的預言會不會成就就知道。
So if you want to prophesy, stick to the secret of prophesying so vaguely that nobody quite can figure out how this is going to be fulfilled.
所以如果你想學下做先知，學下講預言，不妨講得模糊一點，那就沒人知道你講得對
不對。 One stone will not be left on another. Wow, you really have to know from God what is being said here.
如果你要講到咁清清楚楚，話一嚿石頭唔喺另外一個石頭上邊咧，你係真係要從神裏邊知道係乜嘢嘅會發生。
Prophecy means that God knows the future and is in control of it. That is why it's so important for us.
預言點解係咁重要咧？就係佢向我哋啟示到神係知道將來會發生啲乜嘢，兼且咧佢咧係完全咧可以管理控制到將來會發生啲乜嘢。
In this sense, you can say that prophecy itself is a miracle. It is supernatural.
故此你可以看到預言本身是一個奇蹟來的，是一個超凡的。
And that means that a Bible with so much prophecy in it is a book that is, could be discredited if there's any falsehood in it.
正如聖經這本書裡面有這麼多的預言在裡面，如果裡面有什麼不正確不準確的話，立刻就已經被人查出了。
There is no religious book in the world, no book of any religion that dares to speak so specifically of the future.
而在聖經裏面任何的宗教的書籍裏面都不可以那麼清清楚楚講及到對於將來的事情那些預言。
Otherwise their falsehood would very quickly be detected.
如果不是的話，他們裏面所講錯的地方立刻就被人查出了。
The book of Daniel is another amazing book.
譬如舊約的但以理書又是另外一本很奇異的書。
The Lord Jesus mentions Daniel. It is in Matthew 24, of course, in verse 15.
主耶穌都在馬太24章第15節講到這個但以理書。
Now Daniel prophesied the future with such incredible accuracy that even the modern scholars, some have trouble accepting it.
但以利亚在他本书里面提及到将来要发生的事那些预言那么准确的程度，以致到现在很多人都不能够相信。
It is so accurate that they claim that this is not prophecy but history. That is, it was actually written after the event.
因為咁準確嘅緣故咧，故此咧，佢哋咧就要話呢啲咧就唔係預言嚟嘅，而係咧歷史嘅記載，即係話咧嗰啲事情已經發生啦，然後之後咧，但以理先寫呢啲嘢嘅啫。
But that notion, of course, is quite ridiculous.
當然呢個咁嘅解釋咧係咧無稽嘅啦。
Let us ask what would be the purpose of putting something forward as prophecy, which in fact is only history.
你可以諗下，一個人咧如果咧記載啲歷史，將佢咧當係預言咁樣嚟到拎出嚟，邊個人信啊？
Let's try to think for a moment. Supposing I wrote a history of the Second World War in great detail.
譬如我而家寫關於第二次世界大戰嗰啲嘅記錄，嗰啲歷史。
Now to make this prophecy, I would have to fiddle around with the dates of when this book is published.
如果想令人覺得呢個是一個預言，我就可以整啲手腳啦，令到人哋覺得呢本書咧就已經好耐以前已經印刷咗啦。
So I have to find a secret printing press somewhere, and then I put the date of publication, let us say in 1930.
然後咧，我就要揾一間咧秘密嘅印刷廠啦，嚟到印我呢本書，又寫住咧出版嘅日期咧係好早啦，啊1930年啦咁。
So that let's say 9 years before the start of the Second World War。
咁變咗咧係咧早過咧啊第二次世界大戰之前9年啦。
The problem then is I can't put my name as the author of the book because I wasn't even born at that time.
但個問題就係咧，我唔可以咧寫低我自己咧作為呢本書嘅作者，因為1930年咧我都未出世。
So what do I get out of this exercise?
咁我做咗咁多嘢，我究竟可以得到啲乜咧？
What's the motive for that?
有咩嘅動機呢?
So I scratch my head and think, well, I wasn't born at that time, so I better think of putting somebody else's name as the author of it.
我諗下，我又唔可以擺我嘅名落去啦，不如我求其揾個人個名擺落去啦。
So what name shall I use? Let's take the name of a well-known religious leader from earlier days.
或者我話唔可以擺自己嘅名落去，擺邊個名落去咧？不如諗下一個早期嘅啲宗教人士嘅名啦。
Well, how about Martin Luther?
或者啦，不如寫低馬丁路德啦。
So I say, well, Martin Luther made this prophecy back in the 16th century.
咁我不如講啊，馬丁路德咧喺17世紀咧已經咧係咧講呢個嘅預言啦。
Of course, if anybody checked the actual written works of Martin Luther, I would be in trouble.
當然啦，如果有啲人真係翻去睇下咧，馬丁路德佢哋嘅著作咧，我就有麻煩啦。
But then I can say it was a secret document discovered somewhere.
我都話咧，我係揾到啲地本啫。
But then, what would be the point of this exercise?
咁但係我做咗呢啲咁多，咁有咩益處咧？
Is it to glorify Martin Luther?
咪令到啊馬丁路德咧好出名咧。
What do I want to? Why should anyone want to glorify Martin Luther in this way?
咁點解有啲人想要咁樣嚟到去啊，令到馬丁路德出名啫
？But there's a further problem here.
仲有更多嘅問題喎。
If this book, as in the case of Daniel, it doesn't glorify Daniel at all, it is glorifying God.
同樣咧，但以理呢本書都係㗎，佢唔會令到但以理咧係好咧得到嗰個榮耀嘅，榮耀咧係歸俾神嘅。
Then the whole purpose of putting it in the name of Luther to glorify Luther is also lost because it is God who is being glorified.
故此咧，如果我咧係將馬丁路德嘅名擺落去咧，都唔可以咧令馬丁路德得到榮耀嘅，係神得到榮耀嘅啫。
But now I run into even a further problem.
咁仲有更多嘅問題咧，就係啦。
If you read the book of Daniel, God is glorified, and all the time He is emphasizing the holiness and the glory of God.
你睇但以理書嘅時候咧，你講睇到咧，神係得到榮耀嘅，而一路咧佢都係咧係好著重嘅嚟到講強調咧神嘅聖潔嘅。
Now, if this is the case, imagine that you are doing a piece of deception, and then and you are trying to proclaim holiness by doing something unholy. This is totally absurd, isn't it?
但你諗下，你想係咧去傳揚神嘅聖潔、神嘅榮耀，但你所做嘅咧反而一啲虛偽嘅嘢，咁有乜可能咧？
In other words, a person who is truly concerned about the holiness and the glory of God would never do a thing like this.
故此啊，即係話一個人如果真正係關心神嘅聖潔、神嘅榮耀嘅話，佢唔會做啲咁虛偽嘅嘢。
But you see, Daniel was so accurate through God speaking God's word that the unbelieving scholar cannot grasp this thing. How can this prophecy, 300 years before those events, be given with such incredible accuracy? 300 years beforehand.
個情況咧就係咧，因為但以利啊，對於將來嗰個嘅預言咧係咁準確啊，以致到嗰啲唔信嘅嗰啲人咧，故此就冇法子可以了解，冇法子可以接受。點解300年前啊已經咧可以講得咁準確嘅事咧
？I mean, they know they can't even tell what will happen in 3 days time, never mind 300 years.
因為佢哋知道啊，佢哋想講3日後會發生咩事都冇可能，點會講到300年後發生咩事咧
？But they have not reckoned with the fact that our God is the living God.
但係因為佢哋冇知道啊，我哋所信嘅呢個神啊係一個真嘅神。
Do you know this God?
你認唔認識呢位神呢
？It is so amazing to walk with God.
同神嚟到同行係幾咁奇妙嘅一件事情。
Now the Lord Jesus spoke of His coming again.
主耶穌咧亦都喺度講到咧，佢再翻嚟嘅呢件事。
And that He was referring to an event, not just 40 years later, which was the destruction of the temple.
佢亦都唔單止係講到咧40年之後咧，聖殿咧被毀滅。
Not just 300 years.Notice I said just 300 years.
亦都唔單止淨係咧300年之後所發生嘅事。
But 2000 years.
係講到咧2000年之後所發生嘅事。
Amazing.
好奇妙。
That is the Lord Jesus.
嗱呢個咧就係主耶穌。
Now let us look again at Matthew 24.
我哋再睇啦，馬太第24章。
And this one I will leave you to read in detail when you get home.
呢度咧可能你請大家咧翻屋企嘅時候咧先至可以詳細去讀啦。
But you will notice that between verse
4
and verse
14,
many of the things that he mentions there are quite general.
有很多东西在这里他所讲及的都是很普遍的。
There will be wars and rumors of wars.
有打仗啦，打仗嘅风声啦。
There will be persecution.
有多嘅逼迫啦。
There will be lawlessness.
有多嘅不法嘅事情啦。
And then suddenly in verse 15, he becomes very specific.
而突然之间去到第十五节开始咧，佢就开始咧嚟得咧好清晰啦。
There's an important principle to grasp here.
嗱呢度咧有一个好重要嘅原则咧要去了解。
History moves in a spiral form.
就系咧历史咧